Psalm 41. To the Chief Musician. A Psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him under the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and everlasting. Amen and amen. There is a blessing from God for those who truly consider the poor. Jesus Christ himself said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." While many people on this earth who experience success disregard the poor as if they are nothing and as if they don't exist, our great Lord from heaven itself humbled himself all the way down to this earth and preached the good news to the poor. He healed the brokenhearted. He reached out and he healed the lame, the deaf, and the blind. He cleansed the lepers and restored them to their families. He was a merciful and faithful high priest who had compassion on the poor, the wounded, and the outcasts. He didn't judge based on appearance, but he considered the poor. And so when his time came to go to the cross, and when he died and his soul had to go down into hell, the Father delivered him. The Father preserved him and kept him alive, and 3 days later, he burst out of that grave, never again to die. And he shall be blessed both in heaven and upon earth. It was the devil's will to destroy him on that cross. Satan thought he had won once Jesus was dead and buried. But the Father did not deliver Jesus over into the will of his enemies, but raised him out of that bed of death unto everlasting life. Even though Judas, his own familiar friend, who sat in the upper room with him and partook of that Passover supper and ate the bread with him, even though he betrayed him and delivered Jesus to the chief priests, Jesus emerged victorious. And it was Judas, the thief and the betrayer, who pretended like he cared about the poor, but really didn't. It was him who ended up dead and in hell. Yes, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him under the will of his enemies. And if we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, this blessing is for us. When you fall, and when you're weak, and people turn against you, and whisper against you, and make all kinds of accusations against you and want to see you destroyed, because you were merciful to those in need, the Lord will be merciful to you. He will raise you up, and you will know that you are favored by Him. You will know when you see your enemy's desires not come to pass, and they will not triumph over you, because the Lord will uphold you in integrity, and He will set us before His face to behold His beauty forever. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, our wonderful God and Savior, who considers the poor. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 41. The end of Book 1 of the Psalms.